Right now, though, let's talk about girls' education in Ghana. Among African nations, Ghana is a success story in this area. It has one of the best ratios of girls to boys in the classroom and one of the highest attendance rates. But as we heard yesterday, girls from Ghana's impoverished rural north often leave school and head to the cities to make some money. Many become carry girls, basically porters who are hired to carry heavy loads balanced on their heads. Sometimes they make enough to pay for school fees so they can continue their education. Today we hear from a man who's trying to help thousands of these girls in Ghana's capital, Accra. Here again is reporter Yapoka Yibo.
Chief Al-Hassan Malik was one of the first people to move to Accra from the West Mamprusi district of northern Ghana. He's been in the city for more than 25 years now. So when hundreds of girls from his village started arriving in Accra, he found himself playing father figure.
I've been tackling this problem for years of years now. By myself, there's no support.
Chief Malik's honorary title is all the compensation he gets for his job, which, he says, is to make sure the girls have an ally in the big city. His phone rings constantly as we speak in Accra's noisy market district. Girls walk by carrying things on their heads, from onions in huge metal pans to lengths of timber. Chief Malik says he'd rather see these girls stay at home, but no one seems to have figured out how.
They all tried to resolve it. A lot of organizations, including NGOs, they were all involved to it. They couldn't find a solution to it, and the problem was even escalating.
The reason the girls keep coming to Accra, Chief Malik says, is that northern Ghana is getting poorer while the rest of the country gets richer. There are no jobs or opportunities for the girls back home unless they have an education.
The only part we can play here and succeed a bit is those who have interest to go to school.
Sometimes I feel it's the lust that brings them down south.
That's Catherine Mikado, head of girls' education at Ghana's Ministry of Education. She says coming to Accra is a fad. The girls are motivated by material desires, not education.
It is alleged that it is a fashion. You must come, work, acquire some things, and get back. When they see their friends come and they get one or two things, they feel they must also come.
For his part, Chief Malik deals less with the causes than the outcomes of this problem. If a girl gets attacked or raped, he gets a medical care and tries to get the attention of the police. He's dealt with girls as young as six who look after their baby sisters as their mothers work in the markets. When I met the chief, he had just bailed an 18-year-old girl out of jail. Her name is Wasila Salifu. Chief Malik took me to meet her in his neighbourhood. It's a cluster of low-slung concrete shacks along a maze of narrow lanes and open gutters.
He lived with 3 or 4 days to open school, and he said that he don't have that money.
Wasila says that her brother had been paying for her school fees, but a few months ago, her family sat her down and told her they didn't have enough money. She needed about $80, so she came to Accra to earn it. Wasila found a job carrying things for the owner of a hardware store in a market. After 3 weeks in Accra, she'd only made a third of what she needed. Then she got sick, missed a day of work, and got fired. A man who owned a rival hardware store had a proposition for her. She could steal from her boss and give the stolen goods to him. So Wasila stole from the hardware store. It was easy enough, since most people there didn't know she'd been fired. She made the money she needed, but says she got robbed. She went back to steal again, and this time she got caught.
I've said to myself that, like, if I know they'll catch me, I'll not do that way.
Wasila was in jail for 3 days before Chief Malik found out. Now her former employer says the goods she stole were worth hundreds of dollars. I later heard that the other girls smuggled Wasila out of Accra, leaving Chief Malik on the hook. Just recently I heard from Wasila. She's safe at home in the village, but she still doesn't have enough money together to go back to school. The chief wasn't surprised. It's happened before, and he's sure it'll happen again, as long as desperate girls are streaming into Accra from his home district.
We still cannot solve the problem unless we tackle it from where they came from. That is, it's our three northern regions. That is where the problem lies.
Chief Malik does what he can. His tribe gave him this job for as long as he lives. It's both his honor and his burden to help every girl who shows up on his doorstep. For the world, I'm Yopoki Igbo in Accra.
Chief Malik has quite a burden, and so do all the porters in Accra carrying goods on their heads. You can see just how much one woman carries in a typical day. We've posted a video at PRI.org.